more importantly, how's your kicking operation? Like you didn't know that was coming.
Oh gosh, you know, it wasn't very good Saturday night, but you know, we got to get better. We will get better. You know, I think that's the one thing about, you know, the whole situation is sometimes it, you know, you don't necessarily like to see that, but I think you learn from it, and we will. We'll be fine. I mean, we'll kick tomorrow, and we'll see how it goes tomorrow, and just keep right on going.
Right, how much of that is guys getting used to each other? How much of that is, you know, corrections need to be made?
Well, I think it's a little bit of a combination of all. You know, and I think, once again, that's the great thing about having a deal like Family Night. I mean, you're out there in front of 80,000 people, and believe it or not, I mean, everybody's kind of amped up a little bit. Things change, and that's a great experience. I mean, one of the things Derek said, he said, I wish we could do this more often. I said, well, you'll get your chance Thursday. You know, we're going to do it again. You know, so that's part of, you know, part of it. And I think that's probably why a lot of teams practice against each other, you know, during camp. You know, it gives them a chance to, you know, to practice and play in that kind of an environment where you're, you know, revved up a little bit, and, you know, things change. It's not a relaxed atmosphere, and, you know, I think it was good for us.
Hey, Ron, was there anything wrong with Mason's approach, or was it all just the operation?
I think it's the operation. You know, I think that's, and I've said this more than one time. I mean, I think the one thing about, you know, people, you know, and Mason will be the first to tell you, it's just like the quarterback. If the quarterback goes back in that receiver's route, is he supposed to run a certain route, and it's not just, you know, he breaks it off at, you know, at different places, you know, the ball's not going to go where it's supposed to go. It's the same thing. Everything, it's a consistency thing on all of them. And then, you know, if Mason, if he tries to change up, then you got everybody kind of out of whack a little bit. But once again, I think the good thing is it's, you know, he's a pro, and he'll fix what he has to fix, and we got to get the other guys fix what they got to fix.
When a moment like that's happening, can you see it? You know, firsthand, do you want to stop the drill? Is it important for this just get through the drill and then watch it on film? How's the best way to handle those guys?
Well, you know, I'm a lot different than I was 40 years ago in coaching. I think you learn, you know, once again, you learn from the experience. And you know, I wasn't here the last time. I guess Mason, that's happened with Mason, you know, a few years back, and, you know, and obviously turned out to be one of his better years. So, I mean, and listen, Mason's a pro. I've been around, and I wasn't worried about Mason. What I was trying to do is figure out why, okay? And you know, you watch the tape, and, you know, you got some ideas. And once again, we got to go do it. But I'm not concerned yet.
In what ways, if any, does doing 11 straight kicks put stress on the operation? Because obviously in a game, you're not doing it.
It was 10, wasn't it?
I think it was 11.
Sure.
Yes.
Oh, no, I did add one. You're right. You know, you don't ever kick that many times. You know, and I think if you look at his first four kicks, they were right on. I think probably the one thing, if I had to do over again, the only thing I would change is he had 10 kickoffs before that. You know, but you know, and like I told him, I said, heck, with our offense, we've kicked off 10 times before. But, you know, with that much, you know, right going back-to-back like that, you know, and once again, you know, you don't want to wear his leg out, and not that had any, I don't know if it had anything to do with it or not. I don't think so, but still, I mean, all those things, you know, there's a lot of factors that enter into it.
Hey, Ron, I'm just curious. I know you don't make any of these decisions, so I'm not asking a personnel decision. I just want to understand. You know, Brett is Brett, and we know how good he is at this, all that stuff. So that's decisions for upstairs.
You talking about
Brett Goode?
Oh, Brett Goode. Okay.
But that's for other people to decide. What is the upside of Derek Hart? Punt coverage wise, what's the good thing about having a 24-year-old kid versus a 32-year-old guy who's done it for?
Well, you know, the good thing, I think obviously he's a young athletic guy, and, you know, he's got talent, and, you know, once again, you can kind of start over, you know. Whatever happens is, you get older in this league, I mean, you know, your door is closing. That's just part of it. And, you know, I mean, I think as an organization, you have to protect yourself. You know, I've heard it said here, and I know it's said a lot, you know, when I was in the NFL before, you know, you'd rather get rid of somebody a year too early than a year too late. And you know, sometimes you think, gosh, why'd we do that? Or, you know, and obviously that's for the people, you know, upstairs that make that decision, but you know, as a football team, you're constantly changing and trying to, you know, have the best, you know, best team that you can have.
I know you said Mason's a pro, but you have to worry about screwing him up. If he's compensating for this and compensating for that, if he compensates for too long, you could ruin a sure thing?
Well, yeah, I mean, do you worry about it? You know, I'm not worried about it yet, you know, obviously. And if it continues on for a couple of weeks, and yeah, I'm going to be concerned. But that's not going to happen. We're not going to let that happen. But he is a pro, and he knows how to fix what he needs to fix. And I think it's not only him, though. It's everybody. And as I said earlier, and I might have got off the point, but when you just think back to the Dallas game when he had to kick those two long field goals, okay? Everybody was excited about the kick, and I was, and he was. But the first guy I went to was Brett. You know they're coming. And then the protection. Everything has to, it's a team game. 11 guys have to do their job. If one guy doesn't do their job, if the snap's not on, if the hold's not down, if the kick's not right, if the linemen don't block, it's a play that until you're a special teams coach, you know, a lot of times you guys may, when there's a score, you guys may look and you start writing, oh, guys, this is what happened. I want to tell you, when we score, I go, oh, God, you know, because it ain't over. It ain't over till it's over because there are a lot of things that can happen. And people take it for granted, but I think it's really the reason you take it for granted is because it can be a play that can affect us. I tell the field goal protection team, and I'll tell them in the meeting tomorrow, hey, every time we go out there, it's points. And you're trying to score points in the National Football League, and every point matters. So it's obviously Mason, you know, it's just like Aaron. Aaron's pretty good. But Aaron's not as good if you don't have the guys protecting and the guys running the routes. And, you know, it takes everybody.